The title of our message this morning is Honor Thy Father. Honor Thy Father. I don't know that the Lord gave it to me because of this being Father's Day or not, but I do know this is the message that the Lord has given me. And I pray God will bless it, help us in our receiving it, work according to His will in our hearing it. Honor thy father. The word honor means to treat with respect or high regard. To treat with respect or high regard. The word honorable, which is an extension of that, means to be worthy of respect. So honor thy father. We're talking about treating our fathers with respect and high regard and their being worthy of that respect and that high regard. We're talking about being respectful in word, in action, in esteem, and to regard them for their position. We're talking about giving respect based upon merit, but we're also talking about giving respect based upon rank or position. So we are to treat with respect or high regard our fathers as they are worthy of respect and deserving of respect. But we're to treat them with respect and high regard even if they lack the merit side of it. Even if they're not worthy. There is a responsibility that God places upon each one of us to honor our fathers. To honor our parents really is the actual teaching on this thought. We find here in Exodus chapter 20. That honoring our fathers was a part of the Old Testament commands, was a part of the law. Verse number 12 of Exodus chapter 20. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be long upon the land. It's called the first commandment with promise. The first commandment that has a promise connected to it. And we find that in the law of God in the Old Testament. But not only do we find that in the law of the Old Testament, the commandments of the Old Testament, but we find it also in the commandments of the New Testament. The law, if you would, of the New Testament. In Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 1 through 3, Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, all capital letters. I guess he wants our attention. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. The first commandment of promise in the law had the promise that it might be well with thee in the land, in the promised land, the land God had promised his people. Here in the New Testament command, we see the promise being that it may be well with thee as that thou mayest live long on the earth, more broader application. But in both the Old and the New Testament, we're told to honor our father, honor our physical father, our earthly father, honor them when they deserve it, but also honor them because of their position, because of their title, because of the fact that they are your father. Honor thy father is the command of both Old and New Testament. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, he who we call the wisest man beside Christ, who ever lived, Solomon, who was a son himself, whose father was David, and who was a father himself. Solomon, the great wise one in the book of wisdom, says in chapter 1, verse number 8, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Little bit different packaging, a little different wording. But I think he's basically saying the same thing that's found in the commandment of Exodus and in the commandment of Ephesians. Honor your father and your mother. We're considering the thought, honor thy father. My son, hear the instruction. Listen to your father. And forsake not the law or the commandments or the words or the teachings of your mother. In chapter 13, Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 1, "A wise son heareth his father's instructions, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." A wise son hears his father's instructions. And in chapter 30 of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 17. "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it." Back up and just note verse 11 while we're here. "There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless his mother." We're told in the Word of God that it is a sign of the last days. One of the signs of the last days, when you see a lot of disrespect shown towards parents, when children cease to honor their father and their mother, it is given as a sign of the end, a sign, if you would, of the coming of the Lord. So we are instructed to honor our fathers. Honor our fathers when they deserve it. Honor them when they don't deserve it because of their title, because of their position, because of the role that God has placed upon them in your family and in your life. We read in Luke chapter 2 about Jesus Christ getting separated from his parents when they were at Jerusalem for a season. His mother and father were worried, and his mother and father were looking for him, concerned, and they found him in the temple. And Mary says, "Why did you worry us like this? Didn't you know we were concerned? Didn't you know we were worried about where you were?" And Jesus, of course, said those words, "I need to be about the Father's business." But in that passage from Luke chapter 2, you have Jesus Christ going back home with Mary and Joseph and being submissive to them for the rest of his life in preparation for his public ministry. We read in Matthew chapter 26, for example, where Jesus Christ prayed that this cup might pass from me. But he said, "Nevertheless, thy will be done." We see in the example of Jesus Christ, one that honored his father. Though Joseph was not his birth father, he was of the Holy Spirit, conceived within the Virgin Mary. He was recognized as his earthly father by the way God had arranged his raising and upbringing. And Jesus Christ honored his father. I don't know if you've ever done the math, but he was 12 years old when he was in the temple, separated from his parents. 12 years old when he returned back and submitted himself to them. And then we don't hear anything else pretty much about Jesus Christ for a good 18 years. It's when he's 30 years old, thereabouts, pretty close to it, that he began his public ministry. And so that's a long time that Jesus Christ honored his earthly father. When he turned 12, a time when Jewish boys would have become men or been seen as men, it wasn't yet the heavenly father's time. So he returned back to home with his parents and was submissive to them after those initial 12 years for 18 years thereabouts, as far as scripture reveals to us. And for 30 years, it can be said that Jesus honored his earthly father, was respectful, obedient, submissive to his earthly father. Tradition has it that he would have been raised up in his father's business. He would have worked with his physical hands as being taught for however long Joseph was going to live. And there's an uncertainty about when Joseph died and was taken out of the picture. But in the Ten Commandments, in the Old Testament commandments, you find honor thy father. In the New Testament scriptures, not only there in Ephesians chapter 6, but in the gospel records, you find Christ speaking about this commandment of honoring one's fathers. In the Old and New Testament alike, the wise man named Solomon taught us to honor our fathers. And Jesus Christ taught us by his example, though he was God, though he was the Son of God, though he was God in the flesh, though he didn't come here to be a son to an earthly father, though he came here to die and give his life and rise again for his people, though he came here with that great spiritual mission, taught us by example that we should honor our fathers. So honoring our father, our fathers in the realm of the flesh, is an obligation that everybody here holds. That means if you had a really good father, you're to honor him. But it also means if you had a really bad father, there is a level of honor, level of respect that is due them. You may not be able to honor a father because of merit, but you're obligated to honor based upon position, based upon title. And you have to leave that in the hands of the Lord. And you have to be careful, whatever camp you might fall in this morning, you have to be careful to maintain clean hands before the Lord. Maintain clean hands before our Heavenly Father, that we honor, we show proper respect towards our earthly fathers. I think we need to take very seriously the promise that is connected with those who will honor their fathers, but understand, as you consider the promise that is given there, then there must be a counter to that, to those who do not honor their fathers, who do not honor their parents. As that passage in Proverbs put it, one bird's going to come along and pluck out their eyes, and another bird's going to come along and eat their eyes. That's probably not literally going to happen. Not what the point is. The point is, there's a consequence to honoring a father. There's a consequence to not honoring one's father. Irregardless of the situation and the circumstances, irregardless of how you might judge your father, there's a consequence in the positive and there's a consequence in the negative. To honor our father is much like honoring God. As for 3 weeks previous to this, we considered glorifying God. Honoring a father is much like honoring God. Honoring a father means to make them weighty, to esteem them, to respect them, to honor them, to be receptive to their rebukes and to listen when they must rebuke. And again, we can't add anything to God. When we speak of glorifying God, we speak of making him weighty. We can't add weight to God. We're talking about adding, in our esteem, our evaluation, weight, making him honorable in our esteem. Sometimes We honor our Father by honoring our Heavenly Father. As we have said repeatedly over the last 3 weeks, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the Lord's day. So we can say without apology, without reservation, that every single Sunday is Father's Day. Every single Sunday is the Lord's Day. Every single Sunday, we are to honor our fathers. And we are to do that through the honor shown towards our Heavenly Father. He is worthy. And there is a showing of respect to your earthly parent when you show respect and reverence towards your heavenly parent, God the Father. Because if you study the subject out, you're going to find that fathers in particular represent God to their children. And a child's relationship with Almighty God is greatly affected by the relationship they have with their earthly father. And rather or not, that earthly father represented God before them. An earthly father is a child's first representation of God. You are to see in the earthly father that God gave you all that is to be learned and known and understood concerning your heavenly father. We honor our fathers sometimes by being a better example. There's some bad fathers that come along. There's some bad fathers who come and go. There are negligent fathers. There are absentee fathers. There are fathers who, meritoriously speaking, do not deserve any honor, do not deserve any respect. There are earthly fathers who lack much in regards to being a father and their deserving honor. And in those cases, I believe you're showing honor to your father. You're showing honor to a degree as God requires of it when you learn from the example of the bad kind of father to be a good father. When you learn from the bad example of a father and you seek to be a better example, you're honoring your father. And you're provoking, you're preventing yourself from having those negative consequences fall upon you. Third of all, a thought that the Lord has given us. Sometimes we honor our fathers by honoring our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we honor our Father by being a better example, by learning from their examples to be a better person. And sometimes we honor our fathers by not justifying sin because of their example. Let's say you have a bad example, a bad representation of a father. An example of a father with very low standards, very little conviction. You show honor to your father in spite of those things when you don't use his example as an excuse to justify sin in your own life. Don't use dad as an excuse for doing wrong. Don't use God or dad as an excuse for sin in your life. If you have a bad situation with a father, don't justify sin by their example. So honor your heavenly Father. Be a better example than your earthly father. Don't justify sin because of your earthly father's example. Honor thy father. But I want you to take your Bibles and let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 20. We find here in Ezekiel chapter 20 that the God who spoke those words, honor thy father and thy mother, in the Old Testament, repeated those things in the New Testament. We find that the God who said, honor your father throughout Scripture, we find that same God telling us not to honor. Not to give respect to the pattern that has been laid before us by some. And this 20th chapter of Ezekiel finds at least three applications. One as they came out of Egypt, one in the wilderness, one in the promised land. But you find beginning in verse number 18, the word of God, but I said unto their children in the wilderness, I said unto Israel's children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and hallow my Sabbaths. They shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Notwithstanding, the children of Israel rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Honor thy father is taught throughout Scripture, and we're obligated to honor our fathers, whether they're good or bad or otherwise. But God does in his word make it plain that there are times when there is a limit to the honor. There is a limit to the respect. There is a limit to the submission to their teaching, and a limit to their having control over us and our being obedient. There's a limit to those when the father in question is ungodly, falls far short of God's standards and God's principles and God's teachings and God's God-given convictions. Walk ye not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. This thought of honor your father in some way doesn't include the ungodly father, outside of esteeming them for their title, for their position, limiting it to that because they don't merit it or earn it. There is this thought that the ungodly father is not to be listened to, is not to be observed, is not to be learned from. And I think what the scriptures is teaching us is, if you find yourself or somebody finds themselves with the kind of father who isn't what they ought to be, don't learn from their behavior, but rise above that behavior and be a better person, be a better man, be a better father than the one that God gave you. And you may never understand during the course of your life, knowing that all these things are in God's hands, knowing that there are no accidents and God has planned and purposed and God has allowed, knowing that God is in control when somebody has a dirty, rotten kind of a guy for a father, knowing that all that is true, you may never understand why in this life. That's all right. Just don't fall into the trappings of the example that they laid before you. To the men of this church, to the men that are before me, I thank God for you. There's many here I thank God for. Because I know some of you have had what we would say a challenging situation, a challenging relationship with your earthly father. And I thank God that I can, in my mind's eye, draw up your names, draw up your faces, and say to myself, praise God. They didn't fall into the trappings of that father that failed them or let them down. Praise God, they have risen above it, because that's the calling of God upon your life. The calling of God is not to follow the example of a rotten example and become a rotten example, but refuse that example. By the grace of God, rise above that example and be the right kind of example. I don't believe there's any situation that is hopeless. I don't believe God would have us sitting around just making excuses for why we're not this and why we're not that. I don't believe God wants us sitting around blaming environment or blaming the situation of our youth or blaming how we were raised, blaming how we grew up. I don't believe God would have us sitting around moaning and groaning and feeling like we're a victim. God would have us learn from even those bad examples by his instructions not to be like them, but to rise above them. See, there's no excuse if you had dirty, rotten parents. There's no excuse for being a dirty, rotten parent yourself. Rise above that example. And I thank God for those who could be looked at as examples of those. And I don't want to offend. I don't want to speak disparagingly. It's a slippery slope. You can't speak the truth. You can't tell it like it is without somebody getting offended. You're talking about my dad. You're talking about my father. You're talking about my mother. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus, or God, said to the people in the wilderness, walk you not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgments. Don't defile yourself with their idols. Don't make the same mistakes. He called them to follow him. He called them to see him as their heavenly father. And what did they do? They refused. And it's repeated here in Ezekiel chapter 20 at least three times, that pattern. Let's not keep that same pattern. The home is messed up in the world today. The home is one of those things I've got to put on the endangered species list. The home's just about gone in the United States of America. And it's only getting worse all the time. You look at our culture and what they're glorifying as a home, what they're glorifying as a family, what they're saying is a proper family. We've just about lost it. But that's no excuse. for God's people to make excuse. And even though it may go unseen, even though it may go unheard, let us not follow the same pattern that sometimes is laid before you, before us. Let us rise above it. Let's not make excuses. Let's be the kind of dad that God would have us to be. I thought about passages of scripture that we've looked at recently. Thought about Acts chapter 5, verse 29, I think it was last Sunday evening. We looked at that passage of scripture. Peter and the apostles were told, don't speak anymore in the name of Jesus. Their response to that was, we ought to obey God rather than man. It's just not exclusive in that application. In all the situations of life, we ought to obey God rather than man. And even in the home, and even in the family, and even in the parent, and even in the father's example and illustration, there are times when we cannot listen to them. They'll tell us wrong. They'll lead us into sin. They'll suggest that which is evil, that which is unpleasing to the Lord. And even in that relationship, we ought to obey God rather than man. Sometimes parents will encourage, lead into sin, and we must not justify that sin. We must listen to God above the suggestion. Luke chapter 12, Jesus said, or asked the question, do you think I came to bring peace? I didn't come to bring peace. I came to divide, to set at naught. And he specifically says there in the Luke 12 reference that he came to set at naught fathers and sons. Being a godly man, being a true child of God, being a true child of your heavenly Father, loving your heavenly Father, sometimes is going to set you at naught with your earthly father, who may be an unbeliever or might be an ungodly believer. But understand, Jesus didn't come to make peace in all these relationships. Sometimes being a Christian, gentlemen, sometimes you're being a Christian, you're knowing Christ as your Savior, is going to set you at naught with your family, your earthly family. What are you going to do? You're going to put God first. You're going to obey God rather than man. You need to understand that Jesus Christ didn't come to bring peace. Sometimes he causes divisions between fathers and their children. But we need to always stand with the Lord. Always be the men. And since we're talking about fathers, we can say always be the man, always be the woman of God that God has designed for you to be. And don't use bad parenting, poor parenting, neglectful parenting as an excuse to follow that path. Rise above it. Rise above it. Malachi chapter 1, verse number 6 says, a son honoreth his father. And God asks the question, where is my honor? A son is supposed to honor his father. And it's kind of like he said, okay, you might be doing that okay in Israel, Malachi text. But where's my honor? See, honoring God is to come first. Being a child of your heavenly Father is to come first. And if needs be, you're to take a stand and you're to climb higher than maybe the Father that God had to be a part of your life by putting God first and remembering to honor thy Father, your Heavenly Father, first. Tweet. Don't tweet. I'm sure Musk would appreciate me saying that. Treat with respect or high regard those that are worthy of respect that we call Father. Be respectful in word and action and esteem them not only because of merit, but because of their position, because of their rank, because of their title. Let us remember that it's taught in the Old Testament law. It's taught in the New Testament law. Solomon, the wisest man, taught us to honor our fathers. Jesus Christ taught in the Gospels and taught by example that we're to honor, we're to give respect to our earthly fathers. Sometimes we do that by honoring our heavenly Father. Sometimes we do that by being a better example than they. Sometimes it's by not justifying, not saying the sin in your life is okay because of your father or because of your mother or because of how you were raised. Sometimes you honor your father by not justifying sin by their example. Sometimes God calls us not to honor or to go beyond that, honoring them for their rank and not because of any merit. Sometimes God calls us to be better, to be different. Not to be just like, not to make excuses for them, but to be better fathers than those we might consider as examples. Honor thy father. First and foremost, honor your heavenly Father. Let's stand together.